What makes it bad, what tears the process down, other than your initial genetic weakness, is the acid. And whether your genetic weakness is affected or not, is acids go to the weakest part of the body. And so they weaken something that's already in trouble. Is this making sense to you? Okay? It's such an important understanding. So, guess where the body now goes to survive? It takes these acids out of the bloodstream and into the fats of the body. Because that takes it away, the acid away from the vital organs of the body. Because if it gets in the vital organs, you got real problems. Now, what if your genetic tendency is not to hold much fat? People that are fat tend to actually be a little bit more healthy very often if their arteries aren't clogged, because they can deal with more of the acid than somebody who's skinny, interestingly enough. And you can see this in people's blood if you study it. So what happens, it goes into the fat. Now, by the way, picture this. This is the average person that I see. They're like, let's say a woman as an example. She really is committed to her body. The culture has created these anchors that women focus even more on it than men do. Unfairly, by the way. So this woman really wants to make this change. So she really does a really good diet. She really makes all these shifts. And she says, I gotta exercise. But she's so stressed about it, she's creating an immense amount of what? Right? Secondly, when she exercises to extreme because she's sick and tired of being overweight. Now, I'm going to get a trainer, and I'm going to kick butt, and I'm going to do whatever I can. So she produces massive exercise with massive amounts of lactic what? Probably exercises anaerobically, more than likely. Can you over-exercise, yes or no? Oh, yes. And so now all this additional acid's in her body. And she says, wait a second, it can't be my metabolism, because I'm not eating a bunch and I'm working out like a maniac. I'll tell you what it is. You're not over fat, you're over acid.